Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Welcome to a new edition of NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar, episode number 3.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a new edition of NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar, episode number 3.
And I hope everybody's ready tonight because we have a great show. This is Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network, so we got a couple things to tell you about. Number one, I want you to head over to totallydriventv.com. You can check that out. Also, if you're listening right now, you're listening to us on Blog Talk, but you can listen to us on Spreaker. You can listen to us on iTunes. Great idea to do that. Also, if you would like to speak to me tonight, a very special 718-508-9883 is the number to call me and talk some NFL football. So we're going to be doing that. We're definitely going to be getting into a lot of football this week because we have a big week ahead of us, and I cannot wait. 718-508-9883 is the number to call, and let's talk some football. And, anyway, my Facebook, I was going to tell you about my Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page. It's NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar. And also, I'm on Twitter, and that is Magic Mike Farrar at NotWhip for Life. The number 4 life. And like I said, we got a big show tonight. We're going to be talking NFL football. We're going to be talking picks. We got a lot of news to go over. So without further ado, let's start with the news and the unfortunate, where I want to start is the unfortunate news with what happened a terrible situation is going on with the Buffalo Bills right now, and Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins is going to get the rest and recovery time for his foot needs. The Buffalo Bills placed Watkins on injured reserve on Friday. The team announced, the Bills also say they fill Watkins' roster spot by claiming wide receiver Justin Hunter. Watkins' move to IR puts him on the shelf for at least 8 weeks and brings a temporary end to the weekly question of will Sammy Watkins play Sunday. It's been an injury inquiry since Watkins complained of discomfort in his foot, which was surgically repaired in the offseason. After Bill's week one loss to the Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo moved forward by saying the remedy would simply focus on pain management and not surgery. Watkins then proceeded to miss last week's game, a blowout win over the Cardinals, and has missed 4 games in his career due to his issues. It's stark contrast from 2 weeks ago when Watkins told reporters he was going to play against the Jets. He did, and Buffalo had no plans to shut the receiver down. So that's exactly what started the whole thing. The foot injury, and it's just a sad situation. And also the Buffalo Bills, it looks like they have some more people out. It looks like Greg Salas is going to be out. So it's not a good time for the Buffalo Bills. And I just wonder about their play this week in New England. They have to play against New England, and it just doesn't look too good. So let's start with last night's game. We did have a game last night, and it was the Miami Dolphins versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And I gotta tell you, I picked the Cincinnati Bengals because I just don't think Miami has it. I know a lot of people heard last weekend on the Mojo Sports Show, that Doodoo Brown thinks that Miami's going to be better than the Buffalo Bills. When clearly, if you look at the way it is right this second, the Miami Dolphins are 1-3. So how anybody could pick them over the Bills is beyond me. But that's how he played it. He went the Miami Dolphins won it more route. Well, anyway, and of course they also picked against Buffalo, and they said they were going to go 0-4. Well, that didn't happen. Buffalo beat a good – I don't know if they're good. I want to say I don't know if Arizona is good. Is Arizona good or Tampa Bay was just bad? So I don't know anything that's worse than that could be worse. That could be worse than this. But anyway, so the Dolphins played last night, and I'll get you the totals. Andy Dalton for the Bengals side of it, 22 completions, 31 attempts, 296 passing yards, 1 touchdown. Not bad. Not a bad night for Cincinnati. Hill rushed 21. He rushed about 71 yards, and then of course Bernard added in with 18 yards. And AJ Green 10 receptions, 173 yards catching, 1 touchdown. He had a 51 yard longest catch, which was cool. And then, of course, they split it down, between LaFell and just some great stuff. Also, Bernard caught about 3 passes for 24 yards. That was a big deal. And also, Nugent, the kicker, got like 16 points for himself. And it was a great night. And defensively, every time he turned around, Tannehill was making a mistake. He had one interception. Ryan Tannehill completed 15 passes, 25 attempts, 189 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Rushing had 33 yards, six attempts. Drake had 15 yards rushing. But I'll tell you what, there was a play, it was unbelievable when, Green just jumped up in the air and catching a ball that the quarterback didn't even, took it away from him. Receiving-wise for Miami, Stills, 74 yards. He had a long of 74. He had a touchdown catch, which was cool. Landry had 61 yards for the catch. And also, Parker had about 20 yards. I want to say 20 yards for the catch. And then Pete Williams chimed in. And Tannehill had a fumble, which was bad. It would look like Tannehill couldn't hang on to the ball. So so they were pretty much off. Their totals, and they were supposed to win the game. And be the best, so say all the Miami Dolphin fans that I've heard from. Not Mojo, and you can listen to his show. He's on tomorrow morning. He hasn't been saying that much. Listen to Mojo about 10 o'clock, and he'll take you through the sports for the network. But a lot of people were telling me about this team, and, right now we're going to go around the league, and I'm going to tell you right now that in my picks, I'm 11-5, which is not a bad draw. So 11-5 is not bad for what exactly happened on Sunday. And so that's my picks right there. And then I'm going to pick later on, and I'm going to tell you who I pick. But right now we're going to go around the NFL, and I'm going to do some scores for you. 718-508-9883 is the number. You know what? We're going to take a little quick commercial break, and I'll be back. I'll definitely be back. And hold on a second for that commercial break in a second. Hold on one second. This is the Roundup. NFL Roundup with Mike.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long way. Did you know that $5 can buy your child a car on the street? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message is brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to welcome everybody back to NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 3. Yeah, we are doing pretty good tonight. Before I go to the phone, because I got a phone caller, I just want to tell you guys two things. That tonight, right after me, at 10 o'clock at night, you will hear my friend Maverick, independent wrestler, good guy. Anyway, he has his own show called Magic's Comic Book Roundup. So that's awesome. The guy talks nothing or comic books, and tonight he's going to be talking about Luke Cage, the show that everybody's been talking about. Benny, anyway, also I want to wish my good friend, my best friend, a very happy birthday, Mr. Bill Gilmore. He's a big Buffalo Bill fan. Circle the wagons for that man. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. Adam, are you there?
I am there. How are you, man?
All right, Adam. How are you tonight, my friend?
Doing good.
So week three got you, huh?
Say it again.
Week three, it got you. You didn't do too good with your picks.
Well, actually, I didn't make my week three predictions at all. I actually was going to pick the Bengals to beat the Dolphins anyway. So,
yeah, well, this is week four. I'm talking about week three.
Talking about week three. Yeah, I went 7-9.
Yeah, I ended up going 11-5, which was not bad. I had a pretty good week. If I may say so myself, I was actually excited, with the picks and stuff, and rightfully so. I picked the Buffalo Bills to win, and everybody thought that Arizona was going to win.
I thought that too.
Now I want to ask you something about Arizona. Were they that good? Or was Tampa Bay just that bad? You know, everybody was fooled with Arizona. What was your thought on that?
No. See, I don't know, because I wasn't expecting them to lose to the Bills. So I had a funny feeling
the Bills were going to beat Arizona, because the Buffalo Bills needed to get out of this hole. And if they were going to get out of this hole, they were going to go and they were going to show Arizona that this is their house. So to beat Arizona, they had to be defensively smart, and they were very defensively smart. They had to make Carson Palmer pay. And so that was a big deal. And also offensively, they had to say, you know what, we're not playing with Sammy. We got to do other options. And they definitely picked other options. So, I mean, that's smart. If you're Buffalo, you know, the problem is with Buffalo this week, but I'm going to get into it a little bit. I'm not going to jump to this week just yet. But in the top of the program, I mentioned that Watkins is going to be out for at least 8 weeks, and Craig Salas is out right now. So we're hoping that Buffalo could rebound a little bit and come up with something, you know, on offensive and show us what they could do. But today they actually signed Justin Hunter, so hopefully he'll work out and the Buffalo Bills will be able to do something. I don't know what they're going to be able to do this weekend, but you never know. But that was a game that you had a stump. And another game that got me bad was the Pittsburgh game. I picked Pittsburgh because I didn't think Wentz was going to do that spectacular. And the Eagles played very good against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he played way too good.
Yeah, they kicked their ass, and that's a sad situation, again, it's football, and that's what happens. But to me, 9-7, it happens. I think I went that a couple weeks ago, because you never know in football. You know, every time you try to pick a game that you see, you never know. But going around the league, the Buffalo Bills, like I said, they won 33-18. Tyrod looked pretty good. I mean, his numbers were good. But the Bills and having LeSean McCoy running it is not a bad feature either. And also, Tyrod himself took a nice long run for a touchdown, and Tyrod can run, so.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cardinals, like I said, the Cardinals, they lost the game, and it happens. I mean, and nobody, the Buffalo Bills, except for me, I guess, because everybody, I watch all these shows, and they were not picking the Bills. They figured, you know what, the Bills are going to just fall down, and they're not going to get up. But like I said, they had no choice but to get up. I mean, Tyrod he really only threw for 119 yards. Like I said, LeSean McCoy rushed for 110 yards with two touchdowns, and so stuff like that. And also Carson Palmer is another guy that could throw the ball. He had 287 yards. I mean, that's incredible. I think Carson Wentz actually had a big. We're going to go over his in a second, but that was a game that I had my close eye on. Of course, the Buffalo Bills game. As we look from week three, also we know that the Patriots have beaten the Texans 27-0. We talked about that game. We were on the air last week. As much as I did this week, I just did the Cincinnati game, which was a total romp over the Dolphins. The Dolphins had no life in them, it looked like. What's your thought on that, the Dolphins? It looked like they had no life, right?
It was a beating.
They looked flat. They looked very flat. They looked like. You know, and there's a football player that's on the station. He actually calls in. He's a football player, and he talks about the Buffalo Bills and how bad they are. And he talks about Miami, and he says that Buffalo's going to be the worst team in the division. And I argue with him because I think that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I think Miami's going to be the worst team in the division. He said he didn't think so because he thinks that Miami wants it more, but I just don't see it. I mean, Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback, but he's not that great.
First of all, the Dolphins have, like, at least a year or two.
Yeah, I'm not knocking the Dolphins. This is what I see from the Dolphins. I mean, you know, let's start with this. Let's start with if we're talking the Dolphins, let's talk about Sunday's game. Last Sunday's game, they won. You know, they won a close game against a bad Browns team. Which I picked the Dolphins like to blow the Browns out. But they won the game 30-24. So I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was very close. It was a close game, but it was an entertaining game. But I thought the Dolphins were going to lose it, and I thought the Browns were going to recover. But now the Browns are 0-3, and the Dolphins, after what we've seen, they're 1-3 now. So now it just, you know, and that's another disadvantage, having to play Sunday and then having to play on Thursday. It's a short week.
Oh, yeah, and then what is it? The Bills are playing the Patriots.
Yeah, and then the Bills have to play the Patriots on Sunday, which is going to be a very hard game. But we're going to talk about the games coming up. I just want to go around the league a little bit. So we got the Redskins and Giants, which messed me up. That's a game that really messed me up. I picked the Giants.
Me too.
The Giants lose 29-27, a very, very close game. You know, those close games are, you know, and Eli Manning, here's Eli Manning. Eli Manning throws for 350 yards, one touchdown, and it just amazes me how Eli just makes everything look so easy, you know?
How can I help?
Adam, you there?
Yeah.
You heard what I said?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Believe it or not, I'm falling asleep.
Well, you know what, Adam? I'm going to let you go, and then you can go to sleep, and then you can call me next week.
Yeah, next week I'll call you with all the picks that I had for this week.
No problem.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was Adam falling asleep. So let's get back into it. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk football, I got you covered. And then, of course, like I said, Mavericks, his comic book roundup is coming up. That's going to be awesome. And last night, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you guys about last night. Last night, Bay Ragney and all the guys at Totally Driven Radio did a great job. They had their 200th show last night, which was really good. But getting back to football, let's just touch up on what I was saying here. Imagine Adam falling asleep on a show like this. I guess he's a busy guy, Adam. So anyway, where was I? All right, so let's get back to what I was talking about, and then we'll peruse it. Right now we're perusing we were just going through it. Hold on. Week 3. We seem to have lost week 3 for some. Oh, wait, here it is. All right, so let's get back into so I gave you the Giants score, which was a close game. The Giants just, 27-29, very close game. The Raiders beat the Titans 17-10, another game I picked, and I picked the Raiders. And it was a good game for the Raiders. The Raiders looked really good. You know, just because the score shows you, you know, what ends up happening. You know, just because a team shows up and you know, you could always tell by a score, and the game was very close. But let's talk about that game right now. Let's go into the game center, and I'll tell you right now about some of the particulars that you need to know that I do basically every week when I talk with you guys. Carr for the for Oakland, Carr had 249 yards, one touchdown. Washington had 57 yards rushing. Which actually averaged about 9.5. And then Murray took over 37 yards. Crabtree had 102 catches. So just some good stuff. And Marcus Mariota had 214 yards, two touchdowns. Murray had 114 yards rushing. Shared that with Henry and, of course, Mariota, 45-22. Amaro had 59 yards catching, not too big this week. Sharp also had 48 yards. He had about three catches. Murray had about five catches and 41 yards. The longest for him was 16. Matthews had 32. So it was an interesting game to say the least. And the defense looked pretty good for the defense looked awesome. Oh, and then Mariota also threw for two interceptions, which it's going to get you every time. You throw an interception, and it's going to pick it. All right, right now, folks, we're going to keep it going with the NFL, and we're going to get to all the games. Of course, I'm going around, and I'm telling you what I think. But this is awesome because we got some more games that I'm going to tell you about right now. All right, so let's see. Let me go. Here we went, the Raiders and the Titans. So far, the games we covered was the Texans game, the Cardinals game with the Bills, Raiders, Titans, Redskins, Giants, Browns, Dolphins. We're gonna talk about Adam J. Santos, who's Ravens right now, and the Ravens actually beat an 0-3. Well, now they're 0-3, but they're 3-0 Ravens. And the Ravens looked pretty good against the Jaguars. A very close game again. So that's a good thing to tell you. Joe Flacco, 29 completions, 40 attempts, 214 yards passing. The rushing was okay. West rushed for about 45 yards, and Forsett lost about 20 yards. Receiving was pretty cool. Smith got like 87 yards, which was awesome. Jacksonville, Bortles, about Joe Flacco also had two interceptions. Bortles had three interceptions. Two touchdowns, 194 yards. He also rushed for about 17 yards. And Yeldon and Ivory, 17-14. Robinson had 50 yards catching through the air. Lee had 44 yards, 5 and 7 receptions for those guys. Hearns had 40 yards and 4 catches. And, Robinson had 2 touchdowns for his. Joe Flacco, like I said, so that game was pretty close, and all was well. But I tell you what, though, folks, this is NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 3. We are going around the league right now. I'm going to take a commercial break again. And once we come back, I'm going to give you some more games.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, welcome back to NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar, episode number 3, right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And I'm excited tonight to have a good night talking football with you. 718-508-9883 is the number. Right now, though, Packers, 34, they beat the Lions, 27. That was a good game by the Packers. It was a, you know, the Packers, yeah, if you're the Packers, you have to beat the Lions. I don't care whom you are, but that's just a given. Although Lions are 1-2, Packers are 2-1, you know, just a little skinny on it. Matt Stafford for the Lions, though, 28 completions, 41 attempts, 385 yards. If you're a fantasy football and you got him as your quarterback, good luck. Three touchdowns, unbelievable with him. That guy is good. You know, rushing yards, Washington, 38 yards. Average of like 3.8 a carry. And then Matt Stafford, he rushed himself, you know. And then on the other side, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, let me get open the thing and I'll tell you right now. Catching wise for the receiving, Jones, six receptions, 205 yards. That man's a beast right there. Had like a 73-yard, unbelievable beast he is. He's just a 70-yard touchdown pass from unbelievable. My God. Anyway, you had Jones beast right there. Ibram, 69 yards, 21 his longest. Sprinkled in like 40 yards, catching, all catching. Antoine Bolden, same thing. Pretty good. And Matt Stafford only had one interception. Aaron Rodgers, 205 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, beast. Lacy ran for like 103 yards, you know, rushing-wise. Nelson, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns, 49 was his longest. That's not too bad. Not bad at all. Not bad if you consider you can consider it right there. Let's see what else we can come up with. We're going around the league, so we're still working on last week's scores. I'm getting you guys up to date with everything. And I thought that game was pretty interesting, too. You know, I picked the Packers, so I got a nice win from there. I know if the Lions have won, I know I would have heard it, but they didn't. The Broncos win 29-17, beat the Bengals. The Vikings got a win against the Panthers 22-10. Sam Bradford's doing pretty good right there. It kind of makes you question the trade now, but I think they made a great decision. Sam Bradford threw for like 171 yards. Cam Newton threw for 262 yards. But I actually thought that the Panthers were going to win, being that they were at home. But, you know, again, Cam Newton throws quarterback nightmare, 3 interceptions. Sam Bradford had none. Payne rushing 47 yards. Cam Newton rushed for like 26 yards. Receiving Olsen 64 yards, 6 catches. 6 receptions, sorry, 6 receptions. 64 yards. Ginn, about 3 receptions, 62 yards. Brown has 57 yards with 4 receptions. Dickinson, he even had a catch. Tolbert had a catch. So it was pretty cool there. Rushing rushing for Minnesota. McKinnon rushed like for 45 yards. Receiving, Rudolph had 7 receptions and 70 yards. Diggs had about for 40 yards. And Dillane had 29 yards catching. But, you know, and also the defense was pretty good for Minnesota. So that was all in all right there, folks. A good amount of time right there. So if you're me, you'd be happy with Minnesota. I think Minnesota's good. I think Green Bay and Minnesota are going to be really good right there. So that should be a good game. So if you want to call in 718-508-9883, we're going to go over picks in a little bit. I'm going to talk to you about picks in about 9 o'clock. So stay tuned for my picks. You never know what happens. We're going to go over an injury report, a couple of other things. So let's keep the ball rolling, if you will. Seahawks, 37, and San Francisco, 18. I picked the Seahawks, and that was a good game for them. The Jets, let's talk the Jets and Chiefs, 24-3. It was a sad day for Mr. Fitzpatrick, who got humbled, by the way. Because remember, Fitzpatrick was with the Buffalo Bills, and he got humbled. He threw for like 6 interceptions. 6 interceptions. Fitzpatrick had 188 yards, through the air. That's nothing right now. I think he did more against the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills just laid down for the Jets. Not the Kansas City Chiefs. 2-1 now. The Jets are 1-2. New York has to change their luck. Forte, 65 yards rushing. Patrick ran for like 22 yards. I think the longest for him was rushing was 12 yards. Powell had 41 yards receiving. Inua had 37 yards receiving. Anderson had 34. Decker had 31. But let's go over to the other side, though. You had Alex Smith, 237 yards rushing, one touchdown, no TDs. That's the difference, folks. The interceptions are the worst. Ware had about 20 attempts to rush, and he rushed for 75 yards, which is nothing these days. Kalis had 89 yards, six receives. Colony had about 44 yards receiving. So it was just a good day for they just ran the ball, and you know what? They got to Fitzpatrick, they rattled him, they shook him. So you know, I don't want to hear it. So folks that called me and talked to me about the Jets beating the Bills, you know what? Yeah, you beat the Bills, but it really doesn't matter now because you lost to the Chiefs, a team that you should have lost to. That's a big loss, and I penciled them in for a win, and I got a loss out of them, folks. NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar, episode number 3. We're going to keep on going because we got more to talk about, more scores to get to. The Chargers and the Colts. The Colts 26, Chargers 22, just a close game. The Bears, Cowboys beat the Bears 31-17. Now the Bears are in 0-3. Cowboys are 2-1. Sunday night, NBC, good game by Prescott. What a quarterback. Way to go, kid. You're doing pretty good. But the game that I'm going to tell you about in a second, 45-32, the Falcons, they beat the Saints, and the Saints are 0-3. What the hell happened to New Orleans? But the biggest shocker was Pittsburgh and the Eagles. We talked about this game a little bit with Adam before he went to Betty Buy. So we're sticking with it right now. What the hell happened to Roethlisberger? What happened to Wentz? Carson Wentz woke up. Philadelphia, how you doing? Let's get to the particulars. Wentz threw for 301 yards, two touchdowns. Smallwood rushed for 79 yards, one touchdown. His longest yards were like 14. Barner, about 42 yards rushing. Again, his was 14. He had one touchdown. Receiving, Sproles, unbelievable. Six receptions, 128. That guy's a beast. He had like a 73 touchdown, unbelievable. Congratulations to Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio and Uncle Shoney of Philadelphia. Roethlisberger, Mr. Big Ben, 257 yards. I feel bad for my friend. She's a big Pittsburgh fan, but you know what? They were bound to lose a game, but the Eagles just looked better. And Wentz is a rookie, and he does not show it. Whew. No touchdown, no interceptions. He has not turned the ball over either, so that's a good sign. But for the Steelers, Williams had 20 yards rushing. He had like a 13 longest yards, which was not bad. Antonio Brown, he had 12 receptions. He had 140 yards catching, so that's not bad either. 20 yards was his longest. Colts, 50 yards, and his longest was like a 41-yard catch. So, and Roethlisberger had two fumbles in the game, which is unlike him. And Wentz had one fumble in the game. but he hasn't had a turnover, like an interception, which is good, which is surprising for a rookie quarterback. But if you guys want to get on the phone line, 718-508-9883, we're all the football fans. I want to hear from you. If you're a football fan and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, give us a call, 718-508-9883, and let's talk some NFL tonight on a Friday night. I'm here with you until my man Maverick comes up with a comic book roundup, where tonight I know he's going to be talking about Luke Cage, and that should be very interesting. You know, matter of fact, if Maverick's listening, 718-MAVERICK, 508-9883, give us a call, and let's talk about some football or comics, whatever you want to talk about, buddy. I'm right here. You can call me. But in the meantime, I just want you to know that I'm loving the football. The week was great. Like I said, I had a big week. You know, Adam didn't have such a big week because you never know with football in your picks. So you got to be careful. I'm going to tell you about this week's picks for me, but those are all the games. I went through them all. I'll give you my picks about 9 o'clock. Right now, we'll get to some injury reports. I'll give you a little injury report. And I told you about Sammy Watkins and Greg Salas. So that's news right there. Let's see what other news. We do have some more news. Let's see what's going on right here. I could right now. Injury roundup. Garoppolo and Brissett. Here it is right here. Both of New England's quarterbacks are questionable to play against the Bills. Jimmy Garoppolo with the shoulder and Jacoby Brissett with the thumb. Joined Rob Gronkowski with a hamstring and Marcus Cannon with a calf injury. As expected, the Colts coach Chuck Pagano ruled out receiver Dante Moncrief with the shoulder injury. Offensive lineman Jonathan Harris have an illness. And defensive back Darius Butler. The team also announced that Philip Dorsett has an ankle injury. In addition to the Jaguars announced linebacker Dan Sutka has a hip and tight end Julius Thomas are officially questionable. In addition to Sammy Watkins, I told you before, receiver Greg Salas and Cyrus Cujo, they're going to be out. And Patrick Lewis, they got a knee, they're going to be out. Cody Glenn, however, with practicing, Texans backup running back Jonathan Grimes suffered a cracked fibula against the New England Patriots and will be sidelined for about a month. That was from the Houston Chronicle reported. The Jets coach, Todd Bowles, said Eric Decker has a partial tear in his rotator cuff and is out for Sunday's game against the Seahawks. While offensive lineman Ryan Clady is listed as questionable for a shoulder injury, Bowles said the tackle will play on Sunday. But if you're a football fan, 718-508-9883, I want to hear from you. If you have a team that you root for, let me know what's going on. Philadelphia, wake them up. Philadelphia and Minnesota. So I want to hear from the Philadelphia Eagles fans. If you're an Eagle fan, if you listen to this show, 718-508-9883, now is your chance. Eagle Nation, I'm here. So 718-508-9883. I want to hear you. While we do that, why don't we hear what's coming up on the station, and then we'll get right back to it. Right now with what's coming on the station.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, folks, NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrar, episode number 3. Now that we got all the business out of the way, we're still talking injuries. There's so much to see and so much to do on this show. Lions receiver Marvin Jones, hamstring, returned to practice Friday after being limited Thursday. The Detroit Press reported linebacker DeAndre Levy had a quad and pass rusher Ezekiel Isaiah had an ankle and remained out. Browns cornerback Joe Hayden had a groin injury and was limited in practice. He's questionable right now. The Titans ruled safety Denoris sorry ankle and cornerback Corey Riggs hamstring out for Sunday. Tight end Delanie Walker hamstring is officially questionable as a game-time decision. Receiver Kendall Wright, who also made his return to practice field, hamstring for his injury, had a good week, Coach Mike Malarkey said. Malarkey. He's full of malarkey, folks. The Bears, quarterback Jay Cutler, is listed doubtful for Sunday's divisional tilt versus the Lions. All right. The Redskins will be without cornerback Bishard Breeland, an ankle, and guard Sean Lavaro, ankle. Defensive back Deshaun Phillips and wide receiver Joe Dawkins, Achilles, as they play against the Browns. Linebacker Trent Murphy, Achilles, and defensive end Kendall Reyes are questionable to play. Andy Reid announced the Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles' knee is questionable for their game against the Steelers. Steelers fans reunite, hopefully. The Steelers ruled out linebacker Ryan Shazner and receiver Eli Rogers and safety Robert Golden for the Chiefs game. Falcons linebacker Devon Campbell, ankle, and Paul Wallow, groin, has been ruled out for their game. That's what's going on right there. Right now we're going to be making the picks for this week. So listen to the picks last week, and then I'll make the picks for this week. See, it evens itself out. For last week, I picked New England, right on that. I was right on Buffalo, right on Denver, right on Green Bay, right on Baltimore, right on Miami, right on Oakland, right on Seattle, right on Indianapolis, right on Dallas, and right on Atlanta. Wrong on Pittsburgh and the Eagles. The Eagles got their ass, and the Steelers got their ass handed to them. The New York Jets, they lost, and those are two losses so far. Three losses so far. So it's Pittsburgh, the Jets, Tampa Bay lost to Los Angeles. They actually, at one point, they had the game. They actually had that game in like a delay for an hour. And Tampa Bay had a couple of plays to think about, and they missed it. The New York Giants, I had them. I lost with them. And Carolina, I lost with them. So I was hoping to rebound. But where I picked this week, let's do it. Cincinnati over Miami, done already. So I'm one already. The Colts play the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. I picked the Indianapolis Colts. The Carolina Panthers, I picked them over the Falcons. Oakland, I picked Baltimore over Oakland. I picked Houston over Tennessee. New England, I think, is going to beat Buffalo because I think that Buffalo is just, I mean, you know what? I changed my mind on that. Buffalo, I picked Buffalo because I think Buffalo is going to show you that you can beat New England. And it's going to be tough to do, but they have no choice. Seattle plays against the Giants. I think Seattle's going to win. I think the Jets have had it. Washington over Cleveland, so Cleveland should be 0-4. Detroit over the Bears. The Bears just stink. Denver over Tampa Bay. Arizona over Los Angeles. San Diego over New Orleans. San Francisco over Dallas. You know, I'm not really buying what Prescott's selling. Pittsburgh over Kansas City. Hopefully they can rebound, but Kansas City look tough against the Jets. And Minnesota, my Monday night game versus that's a good game right there. But the phone lines are open, so if you want to call, we'll go to the phone lines right away. We have about 25 minutes to this this beautiful podcast that I put together every week. Sitting here talking to you, I want to hear right now from the Philadelphia Eagles fans, because you know what? Other than Rocky, Philadelphia, you know, I mean, come on. Let's talk Eagles, folks. Let's talk the Eagles now. Give me a call. Let's talk Pittsburgh. You want to talk about Pittsburgh, we could do that too. But I'm going to tell you about my game of the week that I'll be watching and what I'm looking forward to out of the game of the week coming up. And, you know, why don't we take a commercial break, and we'll take another commercial break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk some football. If you're on hold, wait for me. I'll be right there. 718-508-9883. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you again, happy birthday to my best friend, Bill Gilmore. Great guy. Love him to death. Buffalo Bills fan for years. A tough Bills fan because, you know, he really wants the Bills to do so good. But right now we're going to go to commercial break. 718-508-9883. Let's talk football, folks. Where are all my football fans tonight? Call me. Football fans that are listening to Blog Talk Radio, let's do it.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, it is that time, NFL Roundup with Mike for episode number 3. And I told you my picks. I gave you the looks around the league. My game of the week that I'll be watching is the afternoon game. San Francisco versus Dallas. Game's going to be really, really good. I gave you the injuries reports and what's going to happen there. And, again, let's go around the league. It's going to be the Colts versus the Jaguars, and that's going to be in London. That's at 9:30 in the morning. So if you're looking to watch a game, it's going to be on CBS, CBS. Almost said FM, but no. Okay. Sunday, October 2nd, Sunday games, Titans versus Texans, 1 o'clock start for them. Browns, Redskins, 1 o'clock start for them. That's going to be a good game. I think the Redskins are going to blow the Browns out, actually, so I don't know. Seahawks versus the Jets, Bills, Patriots, Panthers, Falcons, Raiders, Ravens should be good. Oakland should be pretty good. Let's see. The Bears-Lions game is always good. Bears and Lions, oh my. Broncos and Buccaneers, Broncos should win it. Rams versus the Cardinals, here are your afternoon games. Broncos-Buccaneers, Saints-Chargers all afternoon. Ravens, Cardinals all afternoon. Cowboys, 49ers all afternoon. Could get a break because that game starts like 4:25. That's going to be good. The Sunday night game, Chiefs versus the Steelers. Your Monday night game is the Giants versus the Vikings. And last night's game, I told you, was the 22 Bengals taking on the Jets. And I didn't like their uniforms. Both teams' uniforms looked terrible to me. Just a bad job. But 718-508-9883, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you Dolphins fans. If you're a Dolphins fan, I want to hear and I want you to tell me why you think the Dolphins are better than my Buffalo Bills. 718-508-9883, I'll give you, I'll give you guys a little bit to think about that. But I want to know right now. Also, check out my Facebook page. It's NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara. And also, my Twitter, Magic Mike Ferrara at Not Whip for Life. Also, check out TotallyDrivenTV.com. And they have some good stories and stuff like that. Mavericks Comic Book Roundup Review. Is on there from last week. And it was a pretty awesome day for Maverick. Maverick's a good guy. But come on, Dolphins fan, give me a call. 718-508-9883. I want to know after last night's horrific loss, what's your thoughts on the future? I understand you guys have a lot of injuries, but come on, you told me. In the big, and people pick the Jets to win. Listen, Brady's coming back. So the division basically belongs to the New England Patriots until the Bills decide to step up and beat the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. That's what I like to see. Defense, come on, let's wake them up. But anyway, so me personally, I'm looking forward to that. But I want to hear from the Dolphins fans. I want them to tell me why they think they're going to win. 718-508-9883. Also, Eagle fans, 718-508-9883. Let's go, Eagle Nation. I want to hear from you. If you're an Eagle fan and you're here on the station, give us a call. It's easy. Give us a phone call. Let us know why you think the Eagle, what do you think of the Eagle Nation? I think Wentz is looking really good. I think the Steelers got outplayed. I think that Roethlisberger just didn't look like himself. And in the end, the Eagles win, and it was a good game. 718-508-9883. Got about 12 minutes left. I want to hear from you, the football fans. Watching the Buffalo Bills game Sunday was a great time for the Buffalo Bills. WGR 550 was talking about the game, and I called up Howard Simon, and Howard told me he had nothing for me this week, meaning he didn't think the Bills were going to win. He really had the Bills down, and I don't know, like I said, I picked the Bills because they were home. This week's tough to pick the Bills, so I went with the Patriots, but it would be nice to get another win, but if I lose, that'd be a pick I wouldn't really care. I picked them twice so far, and, I didn't pick them against Baltimore because Baltimore is a beast at home. 718-508-9883. Also tonight, right after this show, at about 10 o'clock, get ready for our friend Maverick and his comic book roundup, where Maverick talks about a lot of stuff, and also he gets into the world of comic books. But I want to hear from you, 718-508-9883. I will talk every NFL team. If you've got a team out there, I'll talk it. If you need a pick, I'll pick it. My fantasy, though, I'm not doing too good with the fantasy. Right now my record for my not-whip league is 3-0. And then the Peach Killers are probably, 0-3. And one team I have that's doing pretty good, but they're 1-2 right now, and that's Magic Mike's team. So those are doing pretty bad right now. So we got to come and we got to rebound it. We got about 10 minutes left to this show. 718-508-9883. Call me and let's talk some football, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the Dolphins fans about how the Dolphins, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to beat the Dolphins 2 games this year. I think that's a fair assessment. If Rex Ryan wants to keep his job, do me a favor and beat the Buffalo Bills into the ground. Would you take the Buffalo Bills, beat the Dolphins into the ground like a stake? Drive the stake through the Dolphin fans' hearts. 718-508-9883 is the number. I want to hear from you because we're going to be putting the show to bed in about 10 minutes. If you like what you hear, did you come to the right place? Last night, Totally Driven Radio celebrated its 200th episodes. I couldn't be happier for them with everything, guys. I'm going to keep up the good work. As I'm very busy around this network, I do 2 shows. Now I'm doing a 3rd show. I also did a show with Smith Hart the other night, the Hart Grapevine. check that out on Blog Talk, Spreaker. Spreaker's awesome. Stitcher, you know, to iTunes, check them out. Check out the station, Totally Driven Radio Network. We got so many great talents. And you never know, you know, hosts might have their own friends calling up so you can hear some good stuff like you've been with me. Also, don't forget to check out my wrestling show. And but right now, we're sticking with the roundup, and we're going to end it pretty soon. What's your opinion on the Dolphins? And how could you guys pick them to be better than the Bills? We shall see. We shall see. It's a long season, but I think that the Jets came in overrated. The people picked the Jets. I don't see how. How could you pick a team like the Jets? I don't think the Buffalo Bills are going to have enough wins to make the playoffs. Here's a tweet I just got. Magic Mike, you're out of your mind. Dolphins are going to be good. Just keep quiet and let the Dolphins play the games. Here's another tweet. I'm with you, Magic Mike. I think the Dolphins are nothing but cowards, and the Iron Sheik should make them humble. I agree. I mean, that's a good one. Here's another tweet. You're 10 times behind your own asshole, zone, whatever. You know, stick to wrestling. You're better at that. Seriously, Buffalo sucks. Signed, Jet fan. Of course, Jet fans. We got Bills fans. We got Jet fans. We got them all. But anyway, I got like 6 minutes. I wanted to give out my thank yous to everybody. Thank you to the Totally Driven Entertainment Network family. We are family. Also, shout out to Coco and the Wee Wee. And shout out to my good friend, Mr. Weenie Castanini, Craig Castanini. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk quickly? Let's do a NFL roundup / recap of the night. That's always fun. But we got about 5 minutes, so if you want to get on the air, 718-508-9883. When you get on the air, you state your name, and you tell me what team you like and what do you want to talk about. Let's go to the phones. 718-508-9883 is the number. Do I have any callers tonight? Anybody want to call and tell me why they think the Dolphins are going to be better than the Buffalo Bills? But you see, folks, I don't see how that's going to happen. But I don't know. Same thing when the Buffalo Bills had to play some tough teams this year, and they still have to. But 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to call and talk football until it's time for me to get off the air? We can do that too. 718-508-9883. The phone lines are open. No Dolphins fans tonight. Very quiet airwave. Don't have to hear from the Dolphins fans tonight. Don't have to hear from the Eagles fans, apparently. Eagle Nation has stood me up. Come on, Eagles. This is for your team, man. Take one for the team. If you want to go with my picks, then that's a good idea because I won 11 picks last week. If anybody wants to call up, 3 minutes left, 718-508-9883 is the number. hope everybody has a nice weekend and a nice football Sunday. Open up a nice ice-cold beer, chips, ice. Let's do it. Let's watch these teams. Let's root for your teams, folks. Don't be fair-weather fans either. I know a lot of Vikings fans out there. Shout out to Big Huey. He's a big Vikings fan. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk football, we could do it with you right now. That's the number, 718-508-9883, or Twitter or Facebook. I gave you that information already. I'm excited. Let's get it going. Is the number. Let's do it tonight. Let's hit it. Let's do it. Let's get it going. Let's like I said, 718-508-983 is the number. I got about 2 minutes left. So I'm just going to say so long, farewell, bye-bye, and hopefully next week we'll be talking more football with you. I want to get some callers for next week for a shot. Right now, though, bye-bye.